主啊，我们为你的美善感谢你。我们学习你话语的时候，求你来引导我们。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。我们今天要看的是以西结书。下个星期我们看但以理书。
And to prepare for that, I suggest that you read chapters 1 through 7 and chapter 10 of Daniel.
为了要准备，我希望大家把但以理书1到7章和第10章读一遍。
Now, for the book of Ezekiel to put, so you understand when this is happening.
为了要知道以西结书什么时候发生，我们是这样的。以赛亚是在就是他是预言了这个北方王国的陷落。
He died somewhere around 680 BC.
大概以赛亚是公元前680年死的。
We then jumped almost 100 years.
然后我们这样又往后跳跃了100年。
And we looked at Jeremiah.
我们现在看就是后来看了耶利米。
And Jeremiah preached during the time of the fall of Judah.
然后耶利米是在犹大败亡陷落的时候做先知预言的。
If you look now at the dates of Ezekiel on your screen,
如果大家看到这个屏幕上这个以西结书的时间，
Ezekiel lives at the same time as Jeremiah.
以西结跟耶利米是同时期的人。
I want to start by reading the first verses of Ezekiel.
我现在开始先读这个以西结书的第一句。
Because these verses give us the context for this book.
因为它给了我们这本书的背景。
In the 30th year.
当三十年。
And that is the 30th year of Ezekiel's life.
这是以西结三十岁的时候。
So he is 30 years old.
他现在是30岁。
That means he was born around 623, I'm sorry.
所以他大概是公元前623年出生的。
Ezekiel is a Levite. He is a priest.
以西结是利未人，是祭司。在旧约的时代呢，这个先祭司大概是30岁时候开始他们的服事。
So, in the 30th year,
所以在他30岁的时候，
the fourth month on the fifth day of the month,
他说当30年4月初5日，
as I was among the exiles by the Kebar Canal,
以西结就是他说我在巴加巴卢河边被掳的人中，
when I taught the class on how to interpret the Bible,
当我教这个如何来解释圣经的这门课的时候，
I told you never skip over the opening verses.
我告诉你们说从来不要就是跳过这个圣经就是那卷书的第一句。
They may seem boring.
看起来好像很枯燥。
But they help us to know the background for what we're reading.
但是他给我们一个这个我们所读书卷的这个背景。
I'll come back to verse 1 in a moment.
然后我待会儿再来讲第一节。
The heavens were opened, I saw the visions of God.
天就开了，得见神的异象。
On the fifth day of the month.
是说这个月的第五日，
It was the fifth year of the exile of King Jehoiakim.
正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日。
The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi.
耶和华的话临到布西的儿子祭司以西结。
In the land of the Chaldeans by the Kebar Canal.
在加勒底人之地加巴卢河边。
And
耶和华的手灵降在他的身上。
All right, all of this gives us some very important information.
这些都给了我们很重要的信息。
We know from this that Ezekiel was a priest.
我们从这里边知道以西结他是祭司。
We know he is 30 years old. That's the age that a priest would begin their work.
我们知道他30岁了，那个时间是祭司开始服侍的时间。
We know this is during the time that Jehoiakim has been taken into captivity.
我们也知道这个是约亚金王被掳的时期。
So that means that we know that this is the same time as Jeremiah.
这个我们也知道这是耶利米。
But Ezekiel is not in Jeremiah. I'm sorry, I can't think.Ezekiel is not in Jerusalem with Jeremiah.
这是同时期耶利米也是做先知的时期，但是以西结没有跟耶利米一起在耶路撒冷。
Ezekiel is in Babylon.
以西结是在巴比伦。
He is living in a little community on the Kabar River, he calls it.
他是住在这个加巴鲁这个河边的一个小的社区里边。
It is one of the irrigation canals that the Babylonians had dug.
这个加巴鲁河是巴比伦人他们挖掘的一个像一个灌溉的一个渠道，一个水渠。
And the Jewish captives had set up a community right there.
这个以色列人呢，就在这个加巴鲁河边，就是有一群人住在那儿，是个小小的以色列人社区。
So if you will go to the second slide, we know then that he is living in Babylon.
所以我们从第二章的幻灯片，我们可以看到他住在巴比伦。
He is the son of a priest.
他是祭司之子。
But he cannot work in the temple in Jerusalem. He's a captive.
因为他是被掳的，所以他没有办法说在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿里边来供职。
He had been born in Judah.
他是出生在犹大。
He probably heard Jeremiah preach.
也许他听过耶利米的讲道。
But in 597, that's the second attack on Jerusalem, he is carried away captive.
但是在公元前597年，就是耶路撒冷被攻的第二次，他被掳到了巴比伦。
And so he and his wife are living in Kabar near Babylon.
所以他跟他的太太就一起住在这个加鲁河边。
Near the city of Nippur.
他那个城市是离那个尼波城挺近的。
And he is preaching there.
他在那里讲道。
The exiles, the others who are living there.
这个别的被掳的人住在那旁他们社区的人
probably come and ask him questions.
他们也许会过来问他问题
and a big part of his book is the answer to the questions.
所以他的书里边很大一部分是对这些人的问题的一个回应
now before I begin to look at the questions and the answers
在我们开始看这个问题跟答案之前
I want to jumpDown to slide number 7, real quickly.
Give me a moment. This one?
Yes.
我们跳到第七张图片，这是一张图。
I want you to look at this slide for a moment.
我想大家看看这张这幅画。
Because to me it is very helpful in understanding the book of Ezekiel.
因为对我来讲这幅画对我们了解以西结书是你看了你在这边看的说一点都没帮助完全看不懂
This is a painting that I have at my house that was painted by an artist that I knew from Nigeria
我在家里有这幅画是一个尼日利亚美籍现代艺术家画的
He is a Christian
他是基督徒
And the painting is titledOf Ezekiel.
他这个画的题就是这个画的名字就叫做以西结的意象。
And the reason it is helpful to me is this.
对我有帮助是因为
There are many people who read Ezekiel and they try to figure out what every symbol means.
有很多人读以西结书，他们就想要明白它每个里边这个象征的这个符号的意义是什么。
Leave that painting on while I read to you from chapter one again.
所以我们现在再来读以西结书的第一章，你看着这个图片读，这个画读。
Ezekiel is seeing a vision.
以西结看到异象。
Verse four.
第四节。
As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north.
我观看，见狂风从北方刮来。随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，
Fire flashing forth continually.
从周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的晶晶。
And in the midst of the fire,
又从其中的火内，
something like gleaming metal.
好像光耀的晶晶发出。然后他就开始描述他所看见的四个活物。
And he describes them and he says it was like this.
他们的形状像是这样。
And here's what I want you to understand when you read Ezekiel.
当你读以西结书，我想你能了解的明白的是。
If you read Ezekiel trying to make some deep meaning in every symbol,
如果您写读以西结书，想要对每一个象征的这个符号找一个很深刻的意义，你可能会很混淆。我这个画这幅画的朋友，他想要显示就是这些这个意象的让人很混，这个很大的这个混淆。
He is trying to show how Ezekiel is seeing something that he really cannot describe.
他想要，就是画出来，就是说，以西结他看到了他没法描述出来的东西。
And so he says, it was like this.
所以以西结说，他说像，好像这样。
My son-in-law has never traveled anywhere.
我的女婿从来没有去过任何地方，就是旅行去什么地方。
And he will not eat anything except American food.
他只吃美国食物。
And so when I travel and I come back,
所以当我去外边旅行，我回来的时候，
he might say to me, "What is tofu?"
他就问我说豆腐是什么。
He's never had tofu.
因为他从来没吃过豆腐。
He's never seen it.
他也没见过豆腐。
And so I try to explain.
所以我就想要跟他解释。
It's a little bit like jelly, but it's really not like jelly.
有点像我们吃的那个果冻，但是又不完全像。
It's white like ice cream, but it's not like ice cream.
它白的是像那个冰淇淋，但是又不是冰淇淋。
I will try to describe to him by comparing to things that he knows.
我想要给他解释，就是拿他知道的东西来跟他做比较。
But all of you listening to this class have eaten tofu.
但是我们所有的人呢，都吃过豆腐，所以。
And you know that for me to say tofu is a little bit like a jello.
所以当我说豆腐有点像果冻的时候，
A little bit like ice cream.
有点像冰淇淋的时候，
A little bit like cheese.
有一点像像那个软软的那个奶酪似的。
You are probably thinking, that isn't tofu at all.
你会说这完全就不是豆腐吗？
But I'm trying to describe it to someone who has never seen it or smelled it or tasted it.
但是我想要跟一个从来没有吃过也没有闻过也没有尝过的一个人解释。
After class, you can tell me a better way to describe.
也许你课后你可以告诉我一个更好的向他解释的方法。
But that's what Ezekiel is doing.
这是以西结所做的。
He's looking into heaven.
他从看到天上的异象。
And then he's trying to describe to us who has never seen this what it is like.
他又从来要向我们从来没有见过的人来解释这个异象。
When you read it, remember that.
当你读的时候，你要记住这一点。
Don't try to make every little part of the vision mean something important.
所以不要试图想要说你所读到的每一个细节都要给它找出来一个什么挺重大的意义。
Sometimes,
有时有一天
just describing what he saw.
他就是在试着描述他所看到的。
I don't know if you can respond, but let me try.
让我们来试看大家是不是可以回应。如果大家可以的话，你可以把你的那个静音关掉，然后可以回答。
If you were a prisoner in Babylon,
如果你是在巴比伦的一个被掳的人，就是一个囚犯。
You had been carried hundreds of miles from your home.
你被掳就是行走了几百迈到巴比伦。
You are maybe 25 or 35 years old.
你也许25岁35岁。
And there is a prophet from Jerusalem.
那有一位从耶路撒冷所来的先知。
What questions do you think you would ask him?
那你觉得你会问这个先知什么问题呢？我就看看你们大家谁可以很快的回答我，谁可以大家可以打开这个。
How is Jerusalem doing?
就是。
What is happening in Jerusalem?
他就会说耶路撒冷发生了什么。
Anyone else?
还有没有别的人？还有没有别的？
Very good. When can we go home?
就是说，这个姐妹说，我们什么时候可以回家呀？还有没有
？Okay, well, that's a couple. That's good. Okay.
还有什么问题
？I have put up four questions that I think I would ask.
我问了大概四个问题，如果是我的话，我会怎么问
？And you have already asked two of them.
大家已经问了两个问题。
I would ask, number one, I would ask, why did we lose?
我第一个要问的问题就是为什么我们会失败，我们会被打败。
Jehovah is supposed to be a great and powerful God.
就是耶和华是强有力的伟大的神。
The God of Babylon is supposed to be a false God.
就是巴比伦的神本来是一个是假神嘛。
Why did we lose?
为什么会被打败呢
？If you are a young person,
如果你是年轻人的话
，your answer might be
你的答案可能会是
，it's because of mom and dad's sin.
因为爸爸妈妈犯罪了。
Our parents and our grandparents worshipped false gods, and now God is punishing us.
因为我们的祖父母跟我们的父母，他们拜假神，所以现在神在惩罚我们。
And so Ezekiel gives an answer.
所以以西结给了我们一个答案。
In chapter 18.
在18章的第二节。
And he quotes a proverb that the people are using.
他就是引用了一个大家都知道的一个就是这个格言。
Our fathers have eaten sour grapes,
父亲吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了。
Ezekiel says, "Don't blame your parents."
所以以西结说不要去怪罪你的父母。
God says, verse 4, the sin, soul who sins will die.
以西结说神说了说那个凡犯罪的他必死亡。
You are being judged, Ezekiel says, for your own sin.
所以你们是因为你们自己所犯的罪被审判。
One of their questions is, when will we go home?
他们其中一个问题就是我们什么时候何时回到家乡。 以西结是用一个戏剧性的一个来表示。
God says to him, I want you to act out a drama.
神说我想要你能够就是好像一个演出 一部戏似的。
Now, remember the date. This is somewhere around 597.
要记得这个日期，这个大概是公元前597年。
And they are thinking, maybe we will go home soon.
他们觉得可能我们马上就可以回家了。
So God says, "Here is the drama."
神说这个是那个就是这个戏剧，让你们能看的。
Pack a suitcase.
他说你就自己把你的行李给包裹起来。
Carry the baggage.
然后你就背着这个行李。
And when they see it, they think, "Oh, good! Ezekiel is saying we're going home."
当他们看到，他们就说："哎呀，太好了！以西结说我们要回家了。"然后呢，他说我想要让你在那个墙下边挖个洞。
And tell them, no, we are not going back to Jerusalem.
然后就告诉他们说我们不会，我们不是要回耶路撒冷。
That is the people of Jerusalem packing to come here.
那个是说我们耶路撒冷的人要背上行李要来这里。
Because remember, this is 10 years before Jerusalem and the temple will be destroyed.
这是大概在耶路撒冷被毁之前十年的信息。
Instead of going home, even more people are going to go into captivity.
不是说有要回家了，而是说有更多的人要被掳来到这里。
Someone said, you would ask, what will happen? What is happening in Jerusalem?
所以有的人就会说，那你到底是耶路撒冷会发生什么情况呢？
And again, Ezekiel gives a picture.
所以在这里以西结就给了我们一幅图片。
Two ways that he answers this.
然后他用两种方式来描述。
One is he God tells him to shave off all of his hair.
一种是神说你把你所有的头发都剃了。
And then divide the hair into three parts.
然后把头发给剃成弄成三份儿。
Take a third of the hair and burn it.
然后呢，其中三分之一的头发呢，放到火里去烧掉。
And say, a third of the city is going to be destroyed by fire.
他说三分之一的这个耶路撒冷城会被火所烧掉，三分之一的人在耶路撒冷城会被焚。会被毁掉。
And then take a sword and chop a third of the hair.
然后呢，再有呢，就是说用你的剃，用一个快刀把这个头发的三分之一呢给它剁碎了。
Say a third of the people in the city will be destroyed in battle.
然后就说三分之一的这些人呢是在这个战争中间会被毁，被就是被杀。
And then take a third of the hair and throw it up and let the wind blow it away.
然后再有三分之一的这个头发呢，把它扔到风中，让风吹去。
And say a third of the city will be scattered.
然后就说有三分之一的人呢，就是说会被分散到四方。然后他就选有一个很重要的信息给以西结。
And that is the idea of a remnant.
然后这个就是余民圣民的这个信息。
A remnant is something we saw back in the book of Isaiah.
然后这个 remnant 就是说它是我们在以赛亚中看到过。
It is a small group that remains faithful to God.
他就是说是一部很小，这些人呢，他们对神是非常的忠心。
And so God preserves them.
所以神保留了他们。
And Ezekiel says, God is going to preserve a remnant.
所以以西结说神会就是会保留一部分余民。
The last question on the slide three, I'm going to come back to in a little bit.
到最后我现在可以which slide?
Slide 3.
OK, 在这个第三个这个幻灯片上。
I'll come back to that after a while.
然后过一会儿我会回来。
Now, slide 4 gives you the big outline of this book.
第四个幻灯片给我们一个这个以西结书的大纲。
The first 24 chapters.
这头24章。是告诉我们就是要来的审关于要来的审判。
And then we have in 586 the destruction of Jerusalem.
然后大概我们就在公元前586年耶路撒冷的被毁灭。
And after that we have 24 chapters about the restoration, the promise.
然后最后的24章就讲到了神的这个应许，就是要重建他们的应许。
Now by now this outline should kind of be familiar to you.
所以到现在为止，这个应该可能这个大纲对你们大家应该是比较熟悉了。
Because in the book of Isaiah we had judgment and then we had hope.
因为在在以赛亚他们说有神的审判跟盼望。
In the book of Jeremiah I told you there wasn't an outline but there was a constant back and forth between judgment and hope.
就是在耶利米他没有说一个很清楚的大纲，但是有不断的就是说这个审判跟重建跟盼望的这个主题在不断的重复交替的出现。
Ezekiel is organized very clearly. The first half is judgment, the second half is hope.
但是以西结书非常清楚的他的这个展现就是头半部分，头一部分是审判，后边是重建。
That's important for us to understand how the big picture of this book moves along.
所以呢，就是说这本书是对我们了解这本书是怎么进行的是很有帮助。
One of the things that I want you to understand from these Old Testament prophets.
所以有一点我想让你们从这个旧约里边这些书信里面所了解的是。
Is that even in trouble, they have a message of hope.
即使在这个患难之中艰难之中一直有这个盼望有这个希望的信息。
And the reason, one reason that is so important.
其中一个很重要的原因就是。
Is because I live in a time of great trouble.
因为我们现在所生活的也是世代艰难。
And when you read what people are saying during this time of trouble.
当我们现在就是读到大家就是现在的人在写这个东西的时候就是这些新闻什么的。
Many Christians do not sound very much like Christians.
很多基督徒听起来都不像基督徒。
They say terrible people are doing terrible things.
他们说这些很可怕的人在做很可怕的事。
Our world is in terrible trouble and there's no hope.
我们的世界现在是在这个大的很大的麻烦这个患难之中但是却没有盼望。
But that has never been the message of the gospel.
但是这个是福音的书的信息却永远不是这样的。
And so other people say, okay, we will include the gospel.
然后有的人就说好我们把福音书给放进去。
So they say,
然后他们说
Our world is in great trouble.
我们的世界充满了麻烦。
Terrible people are doing terrible things.
可怕的人在做可怕的事。
Everything is awful.
每一件事情都很糟糕，都很可，都很。
But it's okay because God is going to come and take us to heaven, and it won't matter.
但是没关系，因为神会再来把我们都带到天堂，所以没事儿。
But that was never the message of the Bible.
但是那个其实也不是圣经的信息。
The message of Isaiah.
所以这个以赛亚的信息。
The message of.Jeremiah,
然后耶利米的书的信息
The message of Ezekiel,
所以以西结书的信息
of Daniel,
还有 但以理书的信息
of Paul,
还有保罗的信息
of Revelation,
还有启示录的信息
and what should be the message of Christians today on Facebook,
应该是我们这些基督徒在我们这个社交媒体上的信息
is this,
应该是这样的
our world is in trouble,
我们的世界充满麻烦
Terrible people are doing terrible things.
这个可怕的人在做可怕的事。
And so God has called a remnant of people to be faithful to Him.
所以呢，神呼召一部分就是这个余剩的民要对他忠心。
And through that remnant, He will change our world.
通过这些余民，神会改变这个世界。
If your view of the world does not include that,
如果你对这个世界的看法不包括这个
then you are only reading chapters 1 to 24 of Ezekiel.
那你就只是读了以西结书的1到24章
And I've decided in the last year that most Christians are only reading the first half of Ezekiel.
然后呢我去年就决定就看出来觉得说大家都只读了以西结书的1到24章
And then they say, but it doesn't matter, I'm going to heaven anyway.
然后他们就说没关系反正我要去天堂了。
Ezekiel says, yes, it does matter.
然后以西结说这个的确重要。
We're not called to simply escape.
我们不是被呼召就是要逃离这个世界要离开。
We are called to change our world.
我们被呼召是要改变这个世界。
Not through Riots,
不是通过这个暴乱
and not through yelling at the riots,
也不是通过对这个就是这些捣乱这些暴乱者对他们喊叫
Either side has missed the point,
两方都已经错过了其实一些东西
But through allowing God to work through the church to change the hearts of people,
而是通过让神在教会你做工来改变这个世界。
And so, on the next slide,
所以下一张幻灯片。
Ezekiel says,
以西结就说
This is why God has brought judgment.
神为什么要审判他们呢？这个是原因。
God's purpose in judging Israel was not simply to punish them.
神审判以色列的原因不是为了要，就是要为了惩罚他们。
God is not saying, you've made me really angry and so I'm going to hurt you.
神不是说因为你让我很生气所以我就要给你点颜色看看。
God says, I am going to send you into exile.
神说我把你们让你们去被放逐让你们被掳。
Chapter 14.
在第14章。
You have turned to idols.
因为你们都借着假神你们转向假神 所以我把你们让你们被掳
to recapture the hearts of the people of Israel.
好在以色列家的心事上捉住他们
I want you to see the emptiness of your idols.
我想要让你们看到你们那个敬拜的假神的他们的无能跟他们的空虚
so that you will come back.
所以你们会不再离开我。
And then in chapter 36, Ezekiel gives this wonderful, wonderful promise.
所以在以西结第36章，以西结给我们这个神很奇妙的应许。
When you come back, he says,
他说当你们再回来的时候
I will sprinkle clean water on you.
我必用清水洒在你们身上。
And you will be clean.
你们就洁净了。
I will give you a new heart.
我也要赐给你们一个新心。
I will put a new spirit in you.
将心灵放在你们里面。
Now, we're not going to look at this today.
我们今天不会看这一部分。
But it looks to me like there's about 10 or 12 people in class today.
今天好像有20个人在课上120个人 How many? Let me see.
So in two or three months when we are in the New Testament,
当我们in the future In the New Testament?
Yes.
哦，就再过一段，我们再过两三个月，我们讲新约的时候。
In our class, we will come to the book of John.
我们会讲到约翰福音。
And we will read where Nicodemus, where Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be washed with water and the Spirit.
然后神对尼哥底母说，你必须要被圣灵所。
Born of water and the Spirit.
你要由圣灵所，就是由圣灵和水生。
And when we read that, I'm going to ask you a question.
所以当我们读到那儿的时候，我会问你们一个问题。
What did Jesus mean when he said you must be born of water and the Spirit?
耶稣说你们必须要有水和圣灵生的，他的意思是什么？
And when I asked that question,
当我问那个问题的时候，
12 people should raise your hand.
我们其中应该有12个人都举手说我知道答案。
Because Jesus' answer is based on Ezekiel 36.
因为耶稣的这个问的这个问题的答案就在这个以西结书36章。
So, read this, read John, and you'll be ready for that class.
所以当你读这个再读约翰福音，你就那个课你就准备好了。所以呢，如果别的人那时候新约福音上了，大家就会对你觉得哇，你真是都知道这个答案。
And I won't tell them why you know.
我不会告诉他们为什么你知道。
Now let's look at a little bit of the pictures of judgment, and then I want to look at the pictures of hope.
然后我们看一点这个关于审判的，然后我们再看关于盼望的。
Go down, please, to slide 9.
This one, 7, 8, 9. I think it's 9 is next one. This one.
Yeah.
The 4 symbolic action, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When you read Ezekiel,
当你读以西结的时候，
you must have a good imagination.
你必须有一个很好的一个想象力。
For most of these classes, I have given you an assignment to read before the class.
通常呢，我会给大家一个家庭作业。
For Ezekiel, I really wanted you to read it after the class.
但是对以西结束，我希望你是上完课之后再去读。
So that you can read it understanding a little bit of how Ezekiel communicates.
所以你就可以更好的了解以西结是怎么样来表达他的意思的。
I think of all of the Old Testament prophets, I think Ezekiel is my favorite.
所有的旧约的先知中，以西结是我最喜欢的。
Because I always wish that I could teach as well as he taught.
因为我总希望我能像他那样子教的那么好。
Anytime I teach, someone goes to sleep.
每次我教课的时候呢，总有人去会睡觉。
When I preach, someone always goes to sleep.
当我讲道的时候，也有人会睡觉。
No one ever went to sleep when Ezekiel was preaching.
但是当以西结讲道的时候，没有一个人会睡觉。
And I always wish that I could teach like him.
所以我总是希望我能够像他那样子来讲道，来教导。
The section on judgment.
所以呢，这个是关于这个审判的信息。
He is answering the question, what is going to happen to us?
所以他在回答这个，就是说对我们会发生什么样的，我们在我们身上会发生什么事。
And God tells him.
然后神告诉他。
Lay down and take little clay bricks.
说你躺下，你去找一块砖。
If we were having class at the church, I would have some Legos and I would do this.
如果我们在教会，我们聚在一起，我会拿一些 Lego 来这样做。
So Ezekiel lays down on the ground.
所以以西结就躺在就在地上。
And he takes some bricks and he builds them into the walls of a city.
他就用这个砖呢，就是建了一个好像模拟的一个城市，一个城。
And then he builds a ladder going up the walls.
然后呢，他就又建了一个梯子走到这个城墙上。
And he takes sticks and he starts battering against the walls.
然后他就拿着一个棍子，一个竹棍开始打这个城墙。
Now remember, this is a 30-year-old man laying on the ground doing this.
你想一想，这是一个30岁的一个男子就坐在、躺在坐在地上来这样做。
I always think people thought he was crazy.
我想大家周围的人可能都是觉得他脑子发他发疯了。
But he says.
然后他说。
This is what is going to happen to Jerusalem.
这就是耶路撒冷所要面临的。
Jerusalem will be attacked.
耶路撒冷会被围攻。
One of the strangest prophecies.
它是一个最一个奇怪的一个一个预言。
He goes to the center of the town.
然后他呢，再一个呢，他就是走到这个市中心。
And each day at a certain time in the day, he goes and he lays down.
然后每天就是一个特定的时间，他就去那个地方，然后他就躺卧下来。
Right in the middle of the city.
就在那个城市的中心。
And for over a year, every day, he is there.
然后呢，超过一年的时间，每一天呢，他都在那儿。
After 390 days.
然后他这样子做了390天。
He turns from his left side to his right side.
他从本来是向左躺，左着侧，向左侧卧，改成向右侧卧。
And for 40 days, he lays each day on his right side.
然后在40天呢，他也总是在他右边，向右边躺卧。
Because remember, Israel, that was the left side, was much worse than Judah.
你要知道以色列就是在这个左边比右边这个犹大要糟糕很多要。
And so he shows the number of days of suffering.
所以呢他就显示他们这个受苦的日子。
I've already told you the last one where he cuts his hair and burns the hair.
最后一个象征性的动作就是把他的头须发分为三份我已经讲过了。
All of this is giving pictures of God's judgment.
这些呢都是就是象征神的审判。
But then we come to the second part of the book.
然后我们接着到这个以西结书的第二部分。
And he begins to talk about hope and restoration.
然后他就开始讲论这个盼望和重建。
He does it two slides later. First, by telling of the judgments that's going to come on the enemies of Israel.
首先呢，他来宣讲神对这个外邦、对敌人的这个审判、宣判。
He says God is going to judge these other nations.
就神会审判这些列邦、这些外邦。
Because restoration for Judah includes judgment on her enemies.
因为对犹大的、对以色列的重建呢，包括了对这个外邦的审判。
I'm going to look at this more next week when we look at Daniel.
下个星期当我们看但以理书的时候，我们会更多的看到这个对外邦的审判。
But one of the big themes of the prophet is that God is not simply the God of Judah. He is the God over all nations.
所以呢，这些先知书呢，就是一个主题，就是说神不单单是犹大的神，神也是整个全世界所有列邦的神。
And so in this prophecy, he says God is going to judge the other nations.
就是在这个预言里边，他说神会审判别的国家，审判他们的敌人。
And then he says that God is going to bring Israel back.
然后他接着说，宣告说神会带领犹太人回去。从
Slide 12, he is going to bring Israel back to the land, a physical restoration.
就是有是一个讲到说神的有形的重建，神会把以色列人带回到他们的故，带回到犹大地。
And then he is going to restore them spiritually.
然后神也在属灵上会重建他们。
And that's the verses I read to you. He
就是我。
Wash them with water that is external.
所以呢，神就会用清水洗净他们，就是刚才我们读的36章25节那里。
He will give them a new spirit.
神会给他们一个新心。
Outwardly, he will wash them. That's what the water represents.
就是说在外边呢，就是说那是水，神会来用清水。
And that means they will be outwardly pure.
就 就是说在外面他们也是洁净的。
They will no longer worship idols.
他们就不再会拜偶像。
They will no longer, break God's law.
他们也不会违背神的律法。
Ezekiel says, God wants to wash us so that we no longer rebel against God's law.
就是神会洁净我们，所以我们就不再会违背神的律法。
But then he says God's going to do something even more special.
他会说，接着以西结说，神会做一些更特别的事情。
If you are a parent, you will understand this.
如果你是父母，你就了解我说的。
Sometimes you can make your children obey.
有的时候你可以让你的孩子听话。
When they're small, you're bigger than they are.
当他们小的时候，你比他们高大。
You can make them do what you want.
你可以让他们去做，强迫的，迫使他们去做他们你想让他们做的事情。
Maybe you have the password to the internet in your house, so you can make your teenager do what you say.
然后呢，因为可能只有你可以，你有这个上网的这个密码，所以你可以让你的青少年的孩子控制他们。
Sometimes they are obeying outwardly, but you know inside they are thinking, I don't want to do this.
你有时候他们表面上呢，他们外在他们听行为上做了你所让他们做的，但是你知道他们心里想说，我才不想这么做呢。
And so Ezekiel says God is going to do something even more important.
他说以西结说神会做一些更重要的事情。
He will give them a new spirit, a new heart.
神会赐给你们一个新的灵，就是一个新心。
When he washes them with water, they keep his law.
当神用清水洁净他们的时候，他们就是遵守神的律法。
But when he gives them a new heart, they want to keep his law.
当神给他们一个新心的时候，他们就从心里想要去遵守神的律法。
That is when your child, your teenager obeys you, even when you're not there.
这就是当你你的孩子或者你的青少年的孩子，就是你不在现场的时候，他们也会听话。
Not because they're afraid of you, but because they love you.
不是因为他们害怕你这样做，而是因为他们爱你这样做。
And they want to please you.
他们想要让你高兴。
And that is what God wants to do for every person.
这是神想要对我们每个人所做的。
He does not want us to obey him simply because we've been washed outwardly and we follow the rules.
神不想说我们，不是说因为我们在外边被洁净，然后我们只是想要遵守这个律法而来服从他。
He wants us to follow him inwardly.
神想让我们从里边来跟随他。
Because we choose, we want to obey him out of love.
因为我们出于爱，我们选择去听他的话，去遵守他的律法。
To me, this is the key message in Ezekiel.
对我来讲，这个是以西结书里边的最它的精要，就是它的核心信息。
It's possible to move from obeying out of obligation to obeying.Because we want to.
他本来是说好像出于这个义务责任去遵守去听话，到一个从里边主动的去听话去顺服。
That is obedience out of love.
这种顺服是出于爱的顺服。
And that brings a great change in our life.
那样子也会在我们的生命中带来巨大的改变。
Now, in the last couple minutes of class, let me go to the last 9 chapters.
让我到最后的第 ，is this one? Okay.
Yes.
最后的第九第最后的九章。
This is the part of the book that probably gets argued about more than any.
然后这四座圣殿可能是有最多的争论所在。
Everyone.Can tell you exactly what it means.
每个人都会告诉你说，有不同的讲解，他们的看法是什么。
Except for me.
除非是就是我，除了我。
I can't tell you.
我没法告诉你这个到底意味着什么。
You'll have to ask someone else.
你应该问别要需要问别人。
But what I want you to see is this.
我想让大家看到的是。 以西结现在已经50岁了。
He started prophesying when he was 30.
他30岁的时候开始预言，做先知。
And I told you that a priest took their job when they were 30 years old.
祭司是30岁开始工作的。
And then they retired when they were 50.
但是50岁退休。
Now, I should probably tell you before you get so excited thinking, wow, I want to be a priest and retire when I'm 50.
所以我想你先把这个告诉你，也许你刚开始会很兴奋说我想要做祭司，30岁上班，50岁就退休了。
Remember that most people back then died when they were about 50.
但是记得啊，大多数人那时候人的人均寿命是50岁。
No, it really wasn't that big a change.
所以我希望那个给你们再重新想一想。
But now Ezekiel is 50 years old.
现在以西结50岁了。
And in his retirement year, he has another vision.
在他退休的年纪呢，他有另外一个意象。
Back in chapter 10,
在第十章的时候，
when he was beginning his ministry, he saw a vision of God's glory lifting up and leaving.
他就是在30岁的时候，他看到一个异象，就是说看到神的荣耀起来离开了圣城。
20 years later,
过了20年，
he sees a vision,
他又看到一个异象
of God's glory coming back from that eastern gate,
神的荣耀又从这个东门又回来了。
And coming back.
然后又回从东门这样进来，然后又回到了圣殿。
Let me real quickly tell you something very wonderful.
让我告诉大家一些很好的大好的消息。
I told you last year I went to Israel.
我告诉你们给你们讲过去年我去以色列。
And our family went up on the Temple Mount.
我们全家去了那个圣殿山。
It is now controlled by the Muslims.
现在是在这个穆斯林的掌控之下。
And they told us, you can't come up here.
然后
this is ours.
他们说你们不能上到这上面来，这片这属是我们的地领土。
And a soldier came over and said, here, I will take you.
然后那个士兵就说我带你过去。
So we got to go up on the Temple Mount.
所以我们就到了那个圣殿山。
And I looked at the eastern gate to the temple.
然后我就在看到从这个圣殿的地方往那个东门看。
This is what Ezekiel describes, that the glory of God is going to come back through the eastern gate.
这就是以西结所描述的，神的荣耀会从那个东门进来。
The Muslims have sealed up the gate so that it will not open.
所以那个穆斯林呢就把那个东门给封起来了，这样的就把这个门就不能再打开。
And then they have put a cemetery in front of the gate.
然后呢他们又在这个东门的前面呢放了一个公墓，一个墓地。
Because they know that for the Jewish religion, a cemetery is unclean.
因为他们知道是对这个犹太人的宗教来讲呢，这个墓地呢，这个坟墓是不洁净的。
And so they said, when the Messiah comes, he won't be able to come in this gate because if he walked through the cemetery, he would be unclean.
所以他们就说，当以赛亚再来了，再回来的时候，他就不能从东门进，因为他要从东门进，他要经过这个坟墓，他就不洁净了。
I saw this and I started to laugh.
然后我看到这个景象呢，我就开始笑起来。
And someone said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "It won't work."
然后他有人就说这个你为什么会笑呢，我说这个根本行不通的。
They did it wrong.
因为他们做错了。
And he said, why?
他们就说为什么。
I said, because they read Ezekiel, but they did not read Revelation.
因为他们只读了这个以西结书，但是他们没有读启示录。
He's not going to walk on the ground, he's coming from the sky.
因为他不是说从地上走路走进来，他是从天空中这样子降下来。
Your cemetery won't matter.
所以你的这个墓地对并对他没有任何影响。
Ezekiel, all of the details to me, I'm not going to try to say what the details mean.
我不会给你们讲这个细节，也不会讲这个细节的这个意思是什么。
But Ezekiel shows that someday God is going to reestablish his people in his land.
就是说以西结书告诉我们有一天神会在他的土地上重建重新建立他的百姓。
The very last slide.
最后一个图片。
We've read about Solomon's temple.
我们以前讲过所罗门的圣殿。
It is destroyed in 586.
在公元前586年被毁。
In 516, they rebuilt Zerubbabel's temple.
公元前516年重建了所罗巴伯的圣殿。
Some people will say that is the vision of Ezekiel.
那有人就说这个所罗巴伯的圣殿就是以西结的意象。
But Zerubbabel's temple was never as great as the vision.
但是所罗巴伯的圣殿从来没有像那个以西结的意象中所看的圣殿那样宏伟。
Then Herod's temple is built between 36 and 62.
然后从公元前346年到公元62年是建了西律建了圣殿。
But it was destroyed.
但是后来也被毁了。
And then we have the temple described in Ezekiel 40.
然后我们就有在以西结第40章里所描述的这个圣殿。
And as I said,
就像我说的,
some people will tell you exactly what it means.
有人会告诉你这个圣殿是什么意思。
Some feel that it is the thousand-year millennium.
有的人觉得这个圣殿是在千禧年中出现的圣殿。
Some believe that it is God working through the church.
也有的人说这个圣殿代表了神通过这个教会的世代，就是通过教会做工。
Some believe that it is a picture of our life in heaven.
还有的人说这个是我们在天上的生活的一个图片。
I will tell you that I think if you'll go back to slide 7.
如果我们回到第七张幻灯片的话just give me a moment. Okay. Oh, sorry. 7, right?
Yes. I think.
我觉得
if you remember this picture,
如果你记得这幅图的话，以西结看到一个很宏伟的一个意象。
That shows God's glory being fulfilled.
就看到神的荣耀被实现了。
Probably some of it during the church.
或者有些是在教会时代。
Some of it during the millennium.
或者有些是在这个千禧年的时代。
Some of it in heaven,
或者有些是在天堂。
But all of it showing God is in control.
所有这一切都展示说神在掌管。
And he will accomplish his great purpose.
神会成就他伟大的旨意。
However he does it,
不管是
doesn't really matter.
他是如何成就这些的其实并不重要。
Because he will have restored his people as he promised.
因为他会照他所应许的重建他的子民。
So like Isaiah and Jeremiah.
所以就像以赛亚和耶利米。
Ezekiel says, yes, there will be judgment.
以西结说是的会有审判。
But God will accomplish his purpose.
但是神会成就他的旨意。
And so we can live with confidence.
所以我们可以带着信心来生活。
For next week, read the first 7 chapters of Daniel.
所以这个星期的家庭作业就是说把这个但以理的头七章读了。
And also read chapter 10.
还有第十章。
And we will study those next week.
下个星期我们就学习但以理书。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, in the uncertainty of our world, we thank you that you're in charge.
主啊，在我们这个动荡的世界，我们感谢你，你在掌管。
You have promised that you will accomplish your purpose.
你已经应许你会成就你的旨意。
So help us to live faithful to you.
帮助我们能够对你忠心。
So that we will will see your glory.
所以我们就可以看到你的荣耀。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。Thank you very much.
谢谢。